AP Update, I'm Rita Foley. One Republican lawmaker is calling it a very dangerous proposal. The agreement worked out in Switzerland intended to limit Iran's nuclear activities. But the president says
it is our best option by far.
Our national security correspondent Sagar Magani on what exactly is in this agreement.
The European Union's foreign policy chief hails it as a key move after a week of intense talks.
We have taken a decisive step.
It includes restricting Iran's uranium enrichment and rolling back sanctions relating to Iranian nuclear programs after the UN's watchdog confirms Tehran has complied. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif calls it a win-win.
We have stopped a cycle that was not in the interest of anybody.
Negotiators will now work to reach a final deal by July. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu has told President Obama any deal resulting from this agreement would threaten the survival of Israel. Some Republicans in Congress want the right to vote on the agreement. The U.S. is condemning the terror attack on a university in Kenya that left 147 people dead, most of them students. The Al-Qaeda-linked group Al-Shabaab says it was behind the attack. Two New York City women are in jail without bail, accused of gathering together components of a car bomb, like the one used in the World Trade Center bombing in 1993, say authorities. Court documents say one of the women described Osama bin Laden as one of her heroes. Scientists hoping to see 13 billion light years away, giving them a look into the early years of the universe, are facing opposition from Native Hawaiian groups. They say the construction site of a new telescope is on sacred land. Several protesters were arrested yesterday at the construction site. This is AP Radio News. The final four teams are in place in Indianapolis, each of them determined to bring home a national championship. Our Jim Militello is there.
For Duke and coach Mike Krzyzewski, it would be a fifth national title in their 11th trip to the Final Four. But first, they'll have to get by Michigan State and coach Tom Izzo. The Spartans have raised the championship banner twice in 1979 and 2000, the latter under Izzo, who has taken seven Final Four trips. Of course, Kentucky would love to cap off an unbeaten national championship season. This is the sixth time John Calipari has guided teams to the Final Four with three different schools. He won the Wildcats' eighth title 3 years ago. Wisconsin's Bo Ryan is the Final Four newbie with his second consecutive trip. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
Lawmakers in Indiana and in Arkansas have now passed legislation they hope will quiet the national uproar over religious freedom, laws that some say had allowed anti-gay discrimination. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.